Hey everybody, welcome to the AT Junkie Show. My name is Bill Bullis, and this is the Field of Vision featuring the AT Junkie Show, and I'm very, very happy to be here with you guys. We've been getting some really positive feedback from the people that are listening to our podcast, and if you don't know, we've started playing with Facebook Live, and we've been doing Facebook Live chats regularly at 4 p.m. Eastern Time right there on Facebook. And if you'd like to listen to any of the older chats, you can go to blindrehab.com, which is our official website. And on blindrehab.com, there is a Facebook Live link. You click that link, and you've got access to all of the previous chats that we have done. You'll have access to all the future chats once they're done and posted. And that is going to be a one-stop spot for Facebook Live and what we're doing here with the Field of Vision. So I hope you guys will help spread the word. I really need you guys to help spread the word. It's very important that we get the word out. If you're enjoying the podcast, if you're enjoying the Facebook Live chats, please, please, please help spread the word and let people know what we're doing so they can be part of it as well. Ira. I've been talking about Ira for a good year now. If you pay attention to my social media stuff, if you pay attention to other podcasts, we've been talking about Ira for a very long time. What is Ira? It is a service. It's not a product that you physically buy. It is a service. Basically, with your subscription, you get a pair of glasses that you don't have to purchase. Insurance is also there on the glasses. They give you the insurance, so if anything happens to your glasses, it's covered. And what those glasses do is they pair you with an agent whenever you need them, and the agent helps you do things like travel. They give you directions. They use things like Google Maps. They use your social media account to help you if you're looking to meet a friend, for example. They help you find different businesses in your area or in any area. If you're anywhere around the United States and you need to find a place, you're not familiar with the area, Ira will help you. And for a low subscription fee, you get the equipment. You even get the data. It doesn't run against your data. They've got AT&T data, which is a very, very solid network. And you will be covered pretty much wherever you go if you use Ira. There is a link to Ira on our page. If you go to blindrehab.com, if you go to all over social media, we've been posting about Ira. And they are an amazing company that is innovative and has really embedded themselves in our community. They want to know more about how people who are blind, you know, work and live and all that good stuff. So they are absolutely an amazing company, and I hope that you will support them as well as all the other stuff that we put on our website. Definitely support some of the things that we're doing. It will really help the podcast, and it will help continue to bring you guys free content as we move forward. And we are definitely moving forward. The finishing touches have been put on all of our podcast stuff. And you can go to blindrehab.com under podcasts. You'll have all the different subscription options like iTunes, Google Play, Cero, which is an amazing app for your iOS. And I believe they're on Android as well. You have all the different blindness devices like your Victor Reader Stream, like your Braille Note, your Braille Sense, all that type of stuff is available to download our podcast. And then last but not least, the Amazon Echo is available. If you want to hear our podcast on your Amazon Echo, simply tell it to play the Field of Vision podcast and it will start with the very latest episode. So there you go. I am very, very happy with how things are going. I hope you are too. Today, I am going to be talking to you guys about the certification in assistive technology that is about to come out. It's almost finished, you know. And I got to tell you, I've been on the subject matter experts committee. I think that's public knowledge at this point. since 2013, and I have been working very hard, as well as the other committee members. We've all been working very, very hard because we want to bring legitimacy to the profession of assistive technology, and especially when it comes to training people who are blind or visually impaired. This certification is specifically for people who are blind or visually impaired. In other words, the population that this certification aims to serve, we test and we make sure that people have the right credentials before they are certified to be a certified assistive technology instructional specialist. So it is specific to the community of people who are blind or visually impaired, because there are other certifications out there, but they don't specifically address the needs of our community. They deal with things like ergonomics, they deal with things like mobility impairments, like people who are using wheelchairs, people who are using different types of mobility devices, people who need a way to control, like for example, environmental controls using their speech or using other methods. These are people who have had either significant injuries or people who have, degenerative diseases that cause significant disabilities for them. And they don't, those certifications are already in place. Like there's an organization called RESNA who does that type of stuff. CSUN does that type of stuff. They've got a certification. But this certification is specifically for people who are blind or visually impaired. Have I said that enough? Good. Let's move on. Basically, what it is the person will have to meet a minimum qualification, and if they do, they can take a test, and once they pass the test, they are eligible, to have that certificate. They have to basically pay a fee and get that certificate, done, and they have to renew their certificate every 2 years. It is not optional. They have to continue to keep their skills up, and they have to continue to prove what they have done to keep their skills up, like taking continuing education courses. So this isn't something that just anybody can get. It is something that is specific to people who really have experience with assistive technology and want to be able to demonstrate their skills and put themselves out there as a real deal certified professional, all right? And I really do believe in certification. Now, I'm not saying that if somebody is certified, they're going to be the best for the job of training people, okay? We've got lots of certified people in other areas that, don't quite, do a good job. And I'm talking about things like doctors, nurses, there's plenty of people out there that are certified or licensed and they get in trouble because they're not doing the right thing. We're not saying that someone who's certified in assistive technology is always going to be a recommended, preferred professional, but we are saying that they have been through the process and they've been tested, they've been educated formally, and they've had experience working with people who are blind and visually impaired. And those are three things that are extremely important when it comes to being able to define a profession. I really believe that assistive technology has been put on the back burner by many organizations, including one that I used to work for. They did not take assistive technology seriously at all. And I think that making this profession legitimate is the way to go. And the way to make it legitimate is you first have to have a credential, a scope of practice, and a way to get people credentialed and have them practice in that scope of practice, okay? So how to get the certification is pretty simple. You go to, we'll put a link up on blindrehab.com. Obviously, we want you to go there, but the organization is the Academy for Certification of Vision Rehabilitation and Education Professionals, right? It's ACV like Victor, REP like Paul, .org. That's their website, ACVREP.org. And of course, like I said, on the main page of blindrehab.com, under the notes and links from this week's podcast, there's a heading right there that says notes and links from this week's podcast. We will put a link up so you guys don't have to remember anything. You don't have to write it down. You can just listen to our podcast. And then if you want the information, you can go right to the main page and it'll be right there for you. So again, you know, the certification I think is extremely important. We have pretty much established the certification. We've gone through beta testing, we've gone through all that type of stuff, and we're in the final, you know, process of making it a reality. And I think that that is going to be available to everybody starting this fall. We are so close to making it a real thing. And I hope that you guys will tell a friend. And I think, you know, starting real soon, I think our community needs to start demanding certified professionals. You know, the same organization that does the assistive technology one, or that's about to do it, also does orientation and mobility. They do low vision therapists and they do vision rehabilitation therapists, which is like your what used to be known as a rehab teacher. They certify all those professionals already, and they've been doing it for several years. They you know, were put in place, I believe, in 2006, but they've there's a history of that certification previously, you know, prior to 2006, and you know, it's got a long history. So they know what they're doing. They're doing a great job. And as part of the committee, I'm honored to be able to bring something like this to our field. I think for many, many years, people and organizations have been yelling very loudly for quality in their assistive technology training. We have a lot of products that are available to people who are blind or low vision, and we've got to make sure that products, software, services, all that type of stuff is matched up appropriately, so that way people have things that they can actually use. I'm tired of the times where people get frustrated with a product and it goes into a drawer or it goes into a closet never to be used again. You know, and that, you know, those days, I think, are numbered. I think that's going to eventually be stopped, because people are going to be better educated on what is out there and how it's used, and you know, who the right fit is for the right product. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's just my speech to you guys for today. I am, like I said, very, very honored to have been a part of this and to continue to be a part of it. I think it's a big deal. I hope that all of you who are in the field, who are teaching assistive technology, will definitely go out there and get certified. It's not that hard. You guys need to do it. All right. Same thing with people out there. If you feel that your assistive technology trainer needs to get certified, let them know about this. If you're a person in the field who's a supervisor or a manager who hires people that are assistive technology specialists, let them know about this. Give them an incentive to become certified. Maybe a little bump in pay. Maybe you'll pay for the certification for them. Maybe there'll be some type of incentive out there that you can offer your employees to help them get certified. That way we better the quality in this field and we legitimize a profession that has been without a credential for many, many years now. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you will check out blindrehab.com, and we appreciate any support that you will give our podcast. Have a great day.